Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In our gospel today, Jesus is at a dinner party, a Sabbath feast. Jesus knows these Pharisees don't care for him. He knows they'll be watching and listening to his every word. But Jesus is an equal opportunity fellowshipper. He doesn't care. He's there to teach. Jesus is there to teach about the Sabbath, humility, and the kingdom of heaven. The feast happening this night would be nice. The food, it would be good. Now the Pharisees, size-wise, were probably larger men. They were gluttons. They were well-fed. They were used to feasts like this. But here comes this man with dropsy entering the house. He wasn't on the invite list. He wasn't a who's who of the town. Instead, he's a suffering man, one whose flesh is swelling uncontrollably from dropsy, a condition that we may call edema. But why does this man enter? He knows he won't be seated. He should know he wouldn't be welcomed by the Pharisees, but out of necessity, one can believe the man with dropsy comes to Jesus with great trust after hearing what Jesus can do for him. But before Jesus does anything, he asks a question of those gathered. Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? The silence had to be deafening. The Pharisees had their tongues and spoke not a word. For one, I suppose the Pharisees didn't want to answer. But more importantly, they wanted to catch Jesus in an incriminating way. We do this too, don't we? We use silence as a weapon at family gatherings. We'll all soon be gathering for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We do it at congregational meetings or civic events that follow, and we allow others to speak, to trap themselves in their words, and we say, aha, and yet I digress. The Pharisees, they're law abiders. They know the law and what it is and what is not permitted on the Sabbath. Truthfully, the Pharisees weren't keeping God's law either, but their own interpretation of the law. They became a law all unto themselves. The careful eyes the Pharisees were watching Jesus with were through the lens of their own interpretation and self-made laws. This is why Jesus takes the fight to them. Because of course it would be lawful to heal on the Sabbath as much as it was lawful to pull a child or an ox that had fallen out of a well out of their tribulation or death. What is at the center of Jesus' teaching this day is mercy. Mercy is given, and the source of mercy is our Father in heaven. The Pharisees, they do not understand this. They do not understand God's mercy. They are focused on what they do for God rather than what they receive from God. The Sabbath feast in our gospel has been turned into a feast of honor and self-glory. There is no mercy here. There is no care for the ill, the lame, deaf, or needy. This is a gathering for the influential, the wise, and popular. The man with dropsy was none of these. He would never be invited to this table. He would never have a seat. But with Jesus, he receives so much more. He receives healing of both body and soul. He receives God's mercy and forgiveness. Now, what kind of tables do you find yourselves seated at? Do you seek and crave table fellowship with the famous, the influential, and proud? Or with the downtrodden and those in greatest need? sinners like you and me. Do you look for status in this world, or do you look for fellowship at the table where Jesus feeds his flesh and blood for the forgiveness of your sins? This is the greatest feast we could be invited to. It's the wedding feast of the Lamb in his kingdom. Yet on earth, weddings are interesting affairs, aren't they? So often they have their seating charts. It can be maddening to try to seat people in just the right spot. Some guests may even be bold enough to even ask not to be seated by that person, by that family member or friend, or sometimes to be seated next to this person or that person. We often wish the seats of life would be rearranged so that we'd be put into the best place to succeed, or the safest location to just survive the event. But that's not life, is it? Life is full of disappointment. It's full of sadness, and it's full of pits and wells of despair. The Pharisees, they did nothing when the man with dropsy entered the feast. They sat back and they watched. They watched and listened to Jesus and pondered ways of discrediting him. They were more focused on bringing harm upon Jesus than listening and learning about God's mercy or how to receive it. They wanted to see what Jesus would do on the Sabbath, and Jesus didn't disappoint. He fulfilled the Sabbath by granting mercy and healing the man with dropsy. We are all like this man with dropsy. We are taking on sin, and our flesh is retaining the effects of sin. You can see it in the mirror in the morning, the wrinkles, the ailments and disfigurements. There's nothing that you can do to help yourselves. You have all fallen into a pit or a well, and you need someone to help you. You need someone to pull you out. The only way out is through Christ's death and resurrection. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me," or comes to the Father, "except through me," rather. The Pharisees did not believe these words. But for you, they are your great hope. They are your trust in times of greatest need. You see, Jesus stepped down from the right hand of God. He lowered himself to the form of a man and humbled himself to the lowest seat of the cross, dying for your sins. Yet when he rose, Jesus elevated us in his resurrection, bringing us into the highest seat of honor as God's children. What wonderful news to hear. This is the news we must take with us in this life. Each of us will be brought low at some point in our lives. It's not if, it's a matter of when. And to be completely honest, it's every day. Now, a couple weeks ago, the 130th Psalm was part of the daily lectionary. And I believe it's an appropriate prayer for today. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. What a beautiful image of the gospel today. Throughout this life, we cry out to our Father in heaven, confessing our inability to help ourselves, confessing our sin, and he hears our pleas for mercy from the depths and pits of life. How did the Father do this? By sending you a Savior, his only begotten Son. And still today, Jesus comes to you and grants you fellowship. The altar now becomes the table where Jesus feeds you and sustains you with his forgiveness. And because he has heard your pleas for mercy, and this table at feast is not just, and this is He has heard your pleas for mercy, and this table feast is just a foretaste of the great heavenly banquet. And so bring your worries and needs to the Lord. Bring your sins and confess and hear what the Savior has to say to you. Friend, move up higher. Sit with me and receive my forgiveness. For today has been set aside for you, dear friends. Today is a day for you to receive mercy and forgiveness. Let us celebrate and let us go to this great Sabbath feast. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Amen.
I believe in one.